Good morning. I'm Nathan Cones, the assistant news director here at Carroll Broadcasting with your week in review. Starting with last Monday, Stuart Memorial Community Hospital in Lake City has set the ball rolling on a new initiative to assist those in need within the community. They'll be partnering with volunteer community members and sponsors to head out on April 27th to complete projects on the exterior of area residents' homes and in their yards. They have identified a goal of working not only to provide safety improvements for the residents, but to also beautify and improve the overall area. Applications are now being accepted through March 29th for those wishing to have a project completed, and volunteers and financial sponsors are currently being recruited. More information is available at City Hall. More than $164,000 has been granted to area nonprofits and municipalities to aid in projects that benefit Carroll County and our communities. The Community Foundation of Carroll announced the 27 award winners who will be receiving the funds through the County Endowment Program and Fund from the Grow Green County Gaming Corporation. Two special projects received a total of more than $40,000, with $20,000 allocated to the Carroll Public Library Foundation and over $20,000 to Kellen's Kingdom for the Miracle Field Project. A Carroll woman found herself in jail after allegedly attempting to re-enter an apartment from which she had been evicted. The Carroll Police Department took 33-year-old Melina Callahan Lopez into custody after she damaged a door at the complex in the 400 block of East Valley Drive. She was charged with criminal mischief. Iowa's legislators are continuing to work bills through committees, pushing them through to the first funnel, which falls on March 8th. One of the bills that has been proposed for over a year now, sports betting, has garnered a lot of attention, and our local legislators voice their opinions on the measure. House District 12 Representative Brian Best says he is in favor of the bill. Iowans already have resources available to bet and believes it will be safer for them to have it regulated within the state. The biggest issue he sees, however, is determining where it will be allowed, as there are many different entities throughout the state who want to be a part of that pie. 6th District Senator Mark Segebart says he would like to see more details before making a decision. Local rock group Bad Authority announced last week that they will once again be sharing a ticket with a legend of rock. On Friday, March 22nd, they will be the opening act for Poison's Bret Michaels at the Prairie Meadows Casino, Racetrack, and Hotel in Altoona. Tickets are on sale now. 11 Carroll teams earned high scores at the Iowa High School Speech Association State Contest on February 2nd in Spencer. 5 teams from Kemper High School and 6 teams from Carroll High School earned a 1 or excellent score in one-act play, Reader's Theater, Radio News, Group Mime, Ensemble Acting, and Group Improv. 2 Carroll groups, Grief is the Thing with Feathers and How the West Was Won, were nominated to perform at Allstate in Ames on Saturday, February 16th. The Iowa Department of Public Health reports that norovirus activity in the state is higher than usual. So far, agencies have investigated more than a dozen outbreaks of the highly contagious disease, which has been linked to healthcare facilities, family gatherings, and public events. Symptoms of norovirus include diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, and stomach pain. Individuals who believe they may be ill are asked to stay home from work and avoid public places. As of yet, no outbreaks have been reported in the listening area. Carroll County ISU Extension Outreach and Sunnybrook Assisted Living are joining forces to provide courses for area caregivers on managing their own health. Classes will begin on Thursday, February 14th at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Carroll and include 6 weeks of 90-minute courses. The class includes information about the importance of maintaining physical and emotional well-being. For more information or to register for the course, contact the extension at 792-2364. As we move on to Tuesday, it was a first for many for last week's Carroll Chamber of Commerce annual banquet as the celebrated Citizen of the Year made their appearance via iPad. Carroll's 2018 award winner, St. Anthony CEO and former Mayor Ed Smith, joined the party via Zoom from Arizona. Cheers erupted from the crowd as he announced that the night was doubly special as his first grandchild was born only 10 minutes prior to his receiving the award. He thanks all of his mentors, colleagues, medical staff, board members, the Franciscan sisters, and local government for their support over the years, and said he made one of the best decisions of his life when he elected to move to Carroll more than 30 years ago. A Westside man was cited for possession of alcohol following a single vehicle accident. 20-year-old Samuel Joseph Ritchie lost control of his 2014 Ford Fusion when he negotiated a left-hand turn at Swan Lake State Park. He left the road, went through a wire fence, and struck a tree. He was cited not only for failure to maintain control, but also for possession of alcohol by a person 18, 19, or 20, first offense. Carroll police responded to a noise complaint and left with a wanted person in custody. The complaint call came in at about 9:10 p.m. on Monday, and when they arrived, officers located 41-year-old Letitia Hightower of Carroll, who was wanted in connection to a January 26th incident. Hightower was arrested and charged with unauthorized use of credit cards and aggravated misdemeanor. Landis Cooperative has been named one of the most recent recipients of the Carroll Area Development Corporation Spirit of Excellence Award. The CADC presented the award for the cooperative's investment of $27 million to expand their soybean processing facility in Ralston, which increased their production capabilities by nearly 50% and added 11 new full-time jobs. Landis Cooperative joins Carroll Coolers and Trophies Plus as the most recent winners of the Spirit of Excellence Award. Carroll photographer Jacob Fiscus was named the Carroll Chamber of Commerce Young Professional of the Year at the Chamber's annual banquet last week. Fiscus was recognized for his unwavering commitment to Carroll's success. After his post-secondary education, he returned to Carroll to purchase his own studio, Photography by Fiscus, and has continued numerous hours to the community through his work with the Carroll Young Professionals, Carroll Fest, the Library Board of Trustees, and the Carroll Disc Golf Association. Carroll County Attorney John Worden will be working with the Carroll County Sheriff's Office using funds from the Collection and Forfeiture Fund to offset the cost of new body and vehicle cameras. The purchase, according to Worden, would benefit his office as well, saving man hours and money in the processing of video evidence. Two proposals were presented for more than $100,000. The second, from WatchGuard Video, was just shy of $60,000 and the option preferred and recommended by Sheriff Ken Pingree. The quick thinking of a Storm Lake police officer narrowly averted another tragedy on the community's lake for Wednesday. The officer spotted a vehicle driving on the sand and then traveling out onto the ice into the lake. 24-year-old Sandra Edith Chavez came within 40 feet of open water, but the officer got her attention by yelling and urging her towards the beach. Chavez was arrested and charged with public intoxication. Just a few weeks prior, on Sunday, January 20th, an Anthem man and his 8-year-old son died after their vehicle fell through the ice on Storm Lake. A Carroll woman has been taken into custody for allegedly stealing money from her employer. 40-year-old Jeanette Vesterfeld was arrested Wednesday and charged with fifth-degree theft for the February 4th incident. As we continue our series with the Chamber of Commerce Award winners, we got the chance to visit with someone whose life has revolved around giving to others. Sarah Anderson was named the Humanitarian of the Year for all of her work behind the scenes. She's volunteered at her church, spearheaded fundraisers, and organized events for people returning to Carroll. Most notably, she has served on the Bill Evans Fund, which works to very quietly support the self-esteem of students in the Carroll school system. Sarah has done all of this and more without ever wanting to be put into the spotlight, but it's through her story that we look to the future and hope at least one person will try to emulate everything she has done. The Jefferson Police Department has requested an arrest warrant after test results returned positive for methamphetamine. On December 8th, 34-year-old Robert Richard Kovar was arrested in another incident and a substance believed to be narcotics was found on his person. Those items were sent in for testing, returning with the positive results. Kovar is expected to be charged with possession of controlled substance and aggravated misdemeanor. The new Minnick, Camino, Halber, New, and Bating law firm was awarded the Carroll Chamber of Commerce Heritage Business of the Year Award during the annual banquet last week. The award is presented to businesses that have made and shown their longstanding commitment to the community through public and private endeavors. A live interview with A. Eric New, Jeffrey Minnick, and Gina Bating can be found on the podcast section of our website. That's www.carrollbroadcasting.com. On Wednesday night, the 35th annual Friends of Kemper Ball co-chairs announced the theme for this year's event as they kicked off the fundraising season. The co-chairs are Rich and Tanya Ortner, parishioners of Holy Spirit Church in Carroll, and Josh and Valerie Reesberg, members of St. Augustine Parish in Halber. The theme for the April 27th celebration was unveiled as Escape the Night. General raffle tickets, along with the popular vehicle and ag raffle, will be sold again this year. To purchase tickets to the ball or for the raffle, contact the co-chairs or the school at 792-3313. Moving on to Thursday, an Eagle Grove man was arrested the prior morning for driving on the wrong side of Highway 20. The Sac County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a vehicle traveling west in the eastbound lanes at approximately 6 a.m. A deputy located the car about 3 miles northwest of Sac City and witnessed a near head-on collision. The driver, Andrew Joseph Wolf, pulled over after the near accident and was taken into custody. Test results showed his blood alcohol content was 0.181%, more than twice the legal limit. He's been charged with driving on the wrong side of a two-way highway, driving while license denied or revoked, and first offense operating while intoxicated. And in other court records, a Windsor Heights man who was accused of stealing a Coon Rapids man's pickup truck made an initial appearance in Carroll County District Court earlier this week. 35-year-old Christopher John Gredeman is charged with second-degree theft, a Class D felony. The charge stems from an incident on January 11th in which he is accused of taking an acquaintance's pickup and refusing to return it. He was released on his own recognizance after being taken into custody on an outstanding arrest warrant. If found guilty, Gredeman faces up to 5 years in prison and $7,500 in fines. And then to close out the week on Friday, our lead story of the week as well. Carroll Community School District Superintendent Dr. Kevin Lean will be stepping down as the district's lead administrator. The board unanimously approved Lean's resignation at a special meeting on Friday night. They indicated he will be on leave effective February 7th to June 30th, but will still receive the remainder of his $155,000 benefit package for the duration. The board declined to provide any additional information on the reason for Lean's resignation. It's unclear at this time who will serve as interim superintendent. Lean was not in attendance for the meeting, but he thanked the community for the brief opportunity in a written statement. And that wraps up our week in review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Be sure to tune in during the 9 o'clock hour as we preview what's coming up here in the listening area for next week.